see is filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah, so no. Any luck impregnating Vera?
I kind of miss the good old days when people used to ask me things like, how those Red Sox doing, things like that.
Now, excuse me for caring.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Larry. Just a little edgy. You have to understand, I've gone an entire month with sex.
Yeah, it's all right, Nami. Larry understands you, don't you, Larry? But look, you've been trying for quite a few weeks now, and you've yet to strike pay dirt. Can I ask you a personal question?
Heaven forbid this conversation get personal now.
Have you been to a fertility specialist?
Yeah, actually we have, but I don't have a lot of faith in this guy. He's got Vera sprinkling powdered rhinoceros horn on my cereal in the morning.
Does it make you feel more virile, Nami?
Not really, but every now and then I get this urge to charge a Jeep.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows.
What would you say to a bear, Nami?
Daddy loves you. Yay! It's freezing in here.
Didn't you hear? Giving our appliances the winter off.
There's some kind of blockage in the heating system. The furnace is working, but we're not getting any hot air.
What's Sammy gonna do about it?
You know, I cannot believe this helplessness. How about a little Yankee ingenuity here? If chairs were burning, would you wait for Sam to get back to do something about it?
No, Diane, because I already taught him the fire drill. We all file out in an orderly fashion after nailing your hair to the bar.
Well, Clifford, we don't usually see you in here this early.
I'm sick, Diane. Must be covered down with something. So I get some coffee here before I finish my route.
No, Clifford, brandy. Let me get you a nice brandy.
Oh, Coach, I hope I'm never that ill. As long as I'm carrying this bag, there's one thing that'll never touch these lips.
You mean there's something that wants to?
Alcohol. I'm on duty, Carla. Just a coffee, please, Coach.
I can do better than that for you, Cliffy. Will somebody go upstairs to Melville's, please, and get this man a bowl of hot soup?
What happened to the heat, Coach?
Some minor malfunction that no one here is skilled enough to even attempt to fix.
Diane, I resent that. I'm kind of a handy guy. I'll have you know, just the other day, I changed one of them, what do you call them?
A light bulb?
Light bulb, there you go.
Why don't you just call in sick?
Oh, no, I could never do that, Diane. It's a matter of principle with me. I've got to be on the verge of death before I take sick leave.
I thought you used it all up to go to Florida.
You got a problem with that?
Here you go, Clippy.
Oh, thank you, Nami.
How many letters you got left, huh?
I don't know, 7 or 8. Boy, it's good.
Hey, you know something? These are all on my way home. Let me drop these off for you, Clippy. I gotta go home anyway.
No, you're not trained. You're not qualified.
We're qualified. You drop them in a slot, a chimp could do it.
Kid, no way. They did a study at the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Chimps were 32% slower. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, they were better with customer relations and everything, but...
Clifford, the man is offering to do you a favor out of friendship for your own good.
Cliff, sounds like you have two options here. Either let me deliver these or run the risk of non-delivery. Livery. I'll drop these off. Oh, thank you, Nami. And just remember, in those envelopes are the dreams, hopes, and fears of a nation. Yeah, and several car wash announcements.
Hey, everybody. Oh, boy. Holy cow, what happened here? It was warmer up in the mountains, and we were au naturel. Hey, Coach, did you check the furnace?
No, it's not the furnace, Sam. It's that damn vent. I called the repairman, that old buddy of mine. He's on his way over.
Oh, God. Well, damn it, looks like it's up to you and me to generate a little heat for these folks, huh?
Don't bother. We'll just huddle around a 3-watt light bulb.
Feisty little barmaid. I took her in off the streets. She's crude, but devoted. Well, you know, I had a terrific time. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. He was the best ski trip I ever had.
Yeah, me too.
Did you find any time for skiing?
No, darn it. You know, somebody stole our skis. We had to spend the whole weekend in the lodge.
That's too bad.
Yeah, but when we were leaving this morning, they turned up in the rack on the roof of Sam's car.
Yeah, some kids must have stolen them for a... joy ski.
Disrespectful punks.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta get going. I have to be at BU in half an hour.
Okay, BU? That's Boston University, isn't it, Bambi?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, where all the smart types hang out, huh?
What are you studying there?
Oh, I'm not studying anything. I'm gonna be part of a fraternity stunt.
Yeah, she's tutoring some of the boys.
Well, in a way.
Yeah.
See you later, Sam.
Yeah, you take care. Oh, boy, look at that. Well, I guess I better take a look at this air duct here, huh? You know, sometimes the problem's right over here.
Bambi.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, I suppose it's better than Dumbo or Goofy. Not as appropriate, but...
Coach, can I have my flashlight, please?
You know, Sam, I can't help but noticing that Bambi wasn't the same little deer that you left here with on Friday.
Oh, no, I got rid of Cindy. We weren't compatible.
Really? What was the problem there?
Dumb as a post.
Oh. With so much in common, I can't imagine why you two went awry.
No, I'm serious. I mean, she just wasn't my intellectual equal.
You should have told me you were looking for your intellectual equal. I could introduce you to something that's growing on my shower curtain.
Well, thank you, Diane, but I think I'll wait and see how Bambi works out. Well, I guess I've done just about everything I know what to do here.
You shined a flashlight on it.
Yeah, it usually works, too. Boy, this one's really got me stumped.
Yeah, can somebody go up to Millville's, give me a little bit more soup? And what about you, Larry? You're not doing anything really important there, are you?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, good man. Thanks a lot.
I suppose you want some crackers?
Well, yeah, a little sodium kind, all right?
What's he doing in my office?
Sam, the guy is sick as a dog.
Coach, I'm at some mitts now. I could probably sit up at the bar there and let Larry bring dinner down to me.
Cliff Claven?
Oh, yeah, officer. What's the trouble?
You know what, Norm Peterson?
Yeah? Yeah, well, what is it?
We have him down at the station. We've arrested him for mail theft.
No, you know, you made a mistake there, officer.
No, there's no mistake. We caught him red-handed messing with the mailboxes on your route. He had a handful of letters. He said he was delivering them for you.
Yeah, I asked him to.
You asked him to? Well, you're out of a job, fella.
Excuse me, officer. You interrupted me before I finished. See, I asked him to quit following me. I mean, the guy, I had him pegged as a sociopath right away. See, he's a frustrated mailman. We call it postal envy. Yeah, so anything serious going to happen in this ne'er-do-well?
Not serious enough.
Yeah, oh, damn it. Yeah, I rue the day they outlawed flogging.
Bleeding out?
Oh, yeah.
So, how well do you know this guy?
Well, you know, we talk every now and then. He's a portly guy, isn't he?
Full size.
Yeah. So, what actually is going to happen to this Patterson fella?
Peterson.
Excuse me. Officer. I'm the owner of the bar here, Sam Malone. Is there a problem?
No.
Oh, no. No, some guy tried to implicate this letter carrier here in a mail theft on his route.
Crazy, huh?
You're kidding me. Mail theft? Yeah. That's ridiculous. I've known Cliff for years. He wouldn't be involved in something like that.
Yeah, and you're a fine bartender, Sammy. Oh. You, sir, I'm sure one of Boston's finest.
Well, thanks. We just had to check out the story.
Well, and check it out you did. By the way, the federal government appreciates the cooperation of you local boys. I just hope our penal system can rehabilitate the rich. Thank you, officer.
Can you believe that? Hey, guys, did you hear that?
Yeah, Sammy, what do you say we go shoot some stick, huh?
Sure, why not? Yeah, they arrested some guy on Cliff's route for mail theft.
Hey, what do you want, 8-ball, a straight pool, your
Wait
choice,
minute.
Sammy?
Norman was finishing your route.
Whoa, what was that? Norm?
What do you mean that they arrested Norm? You didn't straighten the cop out?
Well, look, not exactly. It's a little bit complicated. So, Sam, you want a break? You want me to break?
Clever, get back here.
Oh, look, isn't it obvious what I did here?
Yeah, it's obvious what you've done. You've run your best friend, Norm, up the river.
We're in trouble here. I mean, my job's hanging by a thread. You know, Norm's in jail anyway. Just leave him there a little while longer while I figure out what's the best thing to do for all concerned here. Norm will be okay.
Hey, you know, Norm isn't at some party, you know. I mean, by now he's probably had all his valuables taken, been strip searched, been deloused, and thrown into some dark, cold cell with a sex-starved pervert.
So? That's how he describes a typical evening at home.
Hey, come on.
I called you, sir, is because I'm looking for an attorney that specializes in criminal federal offenses. Yeah, you're going to be defending the best friend I have in the entire world, and money is no object. How much? For one guy? Stick your writ in your briefs, you ambulance chaser. Well, let's let some young, hungry public defender make a name for himself on this one, all right? Look, I wish you'd see this through my eyes.
I'd like to see this through your eyes.
Oh, come on, Carla. Now I'm such a sweet, cuddly guy. You know, the jury will take one look into his sad eyes and there's no way they're going to fry him. Whereas my whole career could hang in a balance.
I'd like to see you hang in the balance.
Yeah, I notice a certain reoccurring theme in your comments here, Carla.
Look, Norm was doing you a favor.
You don't even know if you were going to get into trouble, Cliffy.
Come on, will you get off my back? All right, look, if this is what I got to do, I'll do the gutsy thing and call the post office and get Norm out of there. I'll just call him and tell him it was the O'Hara kid. Yeah, he wouldn't mind spending some time in jail if you get my drift.
Hey,
where's your sense of humor? If Norm was here, he'd be laughing.
If Norm was here, he'd be tearing out your tonsils and feeding them to you.
Well, you're laughing. Yeah, all right, look, I'll call and see what the penalty is, but it's got to be anonymous.
Okay, everybody in favor of Cliff calling, raise your hand. It's anonymous. Not even an extension.
Yeah, it's just what I wanted to hear.
Oh, how'd you make out, Sam?
Lousy. They won't let Norm go unless the post office drops charges, which means Cliff's gonna have to tell the truth. I gotta talk to him.
He's on the phone now.
Confessing?
No. He's finding out what would happen if he did. Meantime, you got some other problems.
What? The furnace guy didn't show up, huh?
No, and we decided somebody should climb into the duct and try to open it.
Who?
The skinniest person we could think of.
You're kidding me. Diane actually agreed to crawl around in the air duct?
She had to. She'd been shooting her face off about it all day.
Where is she now?
I'm beneath you, Sam.
Well, I always knew that, but... Oh, my goodness! Well, looky here.
How about that?
I'm so glad you find this amusing.
Well, what are you doing down there, huh?
Aerobics, you idiot.
Well, why don't you get out of there, silly, so I can fix it?
I can't crawl any farther, and my clothes are snagged on something, so I can't back up. I'm stuck right here.
Okay, egg toss fans, step right up. Pick the geek and win a beer. 3 eggs for a nickel.
Sam, aren't you going to step in here?
You bet your booties I am. I only got a dime here, so give me 6, Carla.
Sam, please.
Oh, Carla, how could you suggest such a thing? Carla. Tell you what I'll do. I'll go down in the basement and see if I can get you out, all right?
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, Sam.
Yeah?
Will you put the grate back, please? Someone almost stepped on my face. With the cutest little satin pumps.
Ooh.
Thanks.
Should I?
Should I?
Yeah.
Well, my supervisor confirmed exactly what I had suspected all along.
That he hired you as a token weenie.
No, he told me that a courier who let somebody else deliver his mail for him could face a hearing where, depending on his prior record, he could be suspended or even relieved from duty.
What about Norm?
Now, look, you know as well as I do, Norm's got no previous record. They'll just give him a suspended sentence and a sharp reprimand.
Oh, damn it, Cliff, you're wrong. You know you're wrong. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Coach is right, Clifford. You don't deserve to have a friend like Norman if you let him down now.
Yeah. So either you go in there and straighten this out, or we will.
Yeah, we're never going to let you show your face in here again.
Yeah. All right. I'll call my supervisor and explain the whole thing first thing in the morning.
Now.
I'll go explain the whole thing now. Well, I want you all to know this is going to mean the end for me. Yeah. I'll be a civilian. One of the crowd. There's a lot of things I'm going to miss, too. The free mucilage, the twine. The open with care labels we used to stick on our flies at the Christmas party. Uniform and respect. Yeah, I'm leaving here a mailman. I'm coming back a nobody.
Diane,
I can't get to you. The opening of the air duct's too small.
Oh, Coach, call the furnace man, please, and tell him it's an emergency.
I already called him again, honey, this evening. He said he might not make it at all.
Sam, do something.
I will, sweetheart. I know somebody else I can call. But listen, I mean this. You say the word, I don't care the cost. I will rip this floor up to get you out of there.
Oh, do it, Sam, please.
That's not the word.
Swine.
No, you're getting colder. Come on now, sweetheart. Open up.
Mm-mm.
Come on, darling. You don't know how long you're going to be in there, and you got to stay warm.
Sam,
there you go. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, Diane, the important thing here is just to relax and stay calm. Just remember, rats sense fear.
Carla!
There you go, darling. There you go. How's that, huh?
Sam, I'm not hungry, and I'm not cold. I just want to get out of here.
I know, sweetheart. The guy I called said he'll be here in a minute. Say... Just on the off chance that the guy's not able to get you out of there, don't you think you'd feel better if you were to declare your love for me now while you still had the chance?
You're right, Sam.
What'd you say?
Let go! Let go! Let go! Come on!
Well, she said she loves me, always has, always will. You're off the clock, sweetheart.
Only a dollar?
No, it's happy hour. It's only 50 cents.
Oh. Okay. Hug her up, baby!
go sit down. Al, go sit down. How could you do that?
It's all right, Sam. He had all his shots in the army.
Great news, everybody. Because of my spotless record, I only received a 30-day suspension.
Well, what about Norm? Is he getting out?
My supervisor already called the cops. So you see, virtue triumphs again. Set him up, Sammy. Drinks are on me.
Well, I guess I got to give you credit. I know that wasn't an easy thing to do.
Thank you, Sammy.
Say, Cliffy, what do you suppose is going to happen when the big guy walks through that door?
Huh? Well, I think our attitude should be that he's paid his debt to society. I mean, let him start a new life, I say.
Yeah, it's not exactly what Carl had in mind, but...
He's going to be plenty sore at you, Flippo.
I suppose he is, Coach, and perhaps justly so.
Perhaps.
Underneath that anger is going to be love and understanding. You see, we go back a long way, he and I. When that big fella comes in, I'm just going to go up to him, mid my ear, and ask for his forgiveness.
Here comes Norm now.
Good. If I know him, his understanding will not long be withheld. Whoa!
But first, I want to hurt him a whole lot.
Just take him over there, will you? Take it easy.
Get him out of here, Sam. Out of this bar, out of my life forever.
Okay. All right, Norm, look. I'll go. But I want you to remember one thing. I took a chance for you. I confessed and got you out of jail.
I wouldn't have been in jail if it wasn't for you.
All right. I'm sorry about that, Norm. I'm really sorry, but try and understand. Your job's just a job, but... Being a mailman's my whole identity. I risked my whole world, my entire life to buy your freedom. Because I love you, Norm.
Oh, come on, Norm, man. Isn't there something Cliff can do?
Norman, he's right. What is your heart telling you?
Never mind, it's a long story.
Right now.
All right. Wait, Cliffy, wait. I guess we have been friends a long time. You are by nature a weasel. All right. There's something you can do for me, I guess. You can buy me a beer.
With
your pants around your ankles.
You can't be serious now.
Ankles, Cliffy. Standing on that stool.
While barking like a seal.
Let's not stay. There'll be a cover charge.